beloved. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth.
God designed these bodies. They know how to heal. And everything we need for them to heal has already been put on this earth. It's not anything that's going to be man-made or created. We just have to understand what went wrong, what does the body need more of to support that healing power that it has, and what have we done that's offended it that we can start removing from our life that we actually have control over, because there's things we don't have control over.
What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
The thing that really resonated with me was that she made the comment that you can have symptoms and you can treat symptoms, but really to find out, you need to find out the root cause of what's happening, because symptoms are just because something else is going on. And I really appreciate that. And Dr. Kelly,
I'm now on like day 40 of the nutrition. I think there's like 70 days, but I don't have any congestion. I've lost 26 pounds. I feel way better in the morning, way more clear-headed. I was never a morning person, but it's getting a lot easier to get up in the morning and not struggle through every day. It's more of a, what am I going to do today?
My blood pressure is lower and stable. My blood sugar readings are lower during the day. I have lost 13 pounds since last year.
Dr. Kelly Shockley is a doctor of cause, chiropractic, board certified in sports medicine, specialized in clinical nutrition, member of the American Association of Clinical Nutritionists, private practice since 2005, Centennial, Colorado Family Practice, HIPAA secure, telehealth nutrition provider. Patients from all over, outdoor enthusiasts, ultra marathon runner, novice nature photographer, you name it, she has got an amazing story. You can click below this video at any time to visit corehealthlabs.com/oc. Folks, this is going to be an amazing one. Stand by. Well, folks, here we are. Dr. Kelly Shockley is with us once again. What an amazing journey this has been the past several months for her. Many of you responded to her last interview and so grateful. She's been very, very busy. Don't know how she does it, but there must be more than one of her, maybe a twin sister, somebody out there that's helping out. It's pretty amazing. But you can go in the description box below this video or podcast, whatever you're listening to. Just go to corehealthlabs.com/OC, AWK, just like Am, we know. corehealthlabs.com/OC. And you can just click on that link and it'll take you to an amazing website. And I'll show that site to you now, to everyone that's listening in right here. And it's an amazing website with videos from Dr. Shockley, what she does and how she's involved with your life, which we're going to get into, and some case studies. And also an amazing thing when I expand this will happen. You'll notice several videos and testimonies of people. Many have been added that are listeners to And We Know, and just sincerely appreciate the support that she's getting there. And we're going to get into some of those. I'll show some of those probably through this video as we get into the editing bay. So, but anyway, welcome. It's great to have you.
Hi, I am so grateful to be back. And it has been a wild ride since March. But it's been just phenomenal. I mean, I have said to so many people that I've gotten to meet from your audience that you guys are just amazing human beings. Like, you have the best audience that there is. People are phenomenal, good soul, good natured, and God's blessings have just been pouring out. It has been so much fun. I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be back and to give you some updates on how people from your very audience are doing.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. There's several that you've even touched in our life. And it's just been, even my wife has been taken care of by you. And I'm looking forward to just a lot more, testimonies just from folks on our personal level. It's been really good. And to see the videos pop up was really cool. I wanted to just basically give a rundown once again on what you actually do, what health services you provide, and a background on yourself just a little bit, if you can, once again, for those maybe that haven't joined before.
Absolutely. So ultimately, how I got into doing what I'm doing, like the quick version of my backstory, was I was a super sick kid growing up, and I spent the better part of 5 years being passed around all of medical from one specialist to the next specialist trying to get help. I had chronic sinus problems. I had major digestive problems. My skin was like, I had these lesions that were not normal acne. It's like I had acid coming out of my skin. And come this fifth year into my journey, I was only being able to go to school for about a half a day because I had insane headaches that essentially became migraines. My vision would get distorted and I couldn't stay any longer. So I had gone to the last specialist that I was going to see in this journey, unbeknownst to me at that time. He was an internist. And at this point in time, I was on 6 medications. I was on 2 antibiotics, a mucus thinner, decongestant, you know, prednisone, which is steroid, shouldn't be on that, and narcotic painkillers for these headaches. And he told me, my family, that, you know, we're getting ready to go on Christmas break, and why don't we just try to change the medication and see if that takes care of it? And when you come back in about 2 weeks, if you're not any better, then you should take IV medication. And if that doesn't take care of it, well, then you probably need to have sinus surgery. Right. But the biggest frustration in this whole process is nobody could actually tell us what was wrong or why I was sick. And nobody could guarantee that the solution they were offering was going to actually make me well. So I was 14 or 15 years old, and thank God my family was like, no, there's got to be a different way. So we were going to Arizona for Christmas that year. My grandparents had been seeing a chiropractor. My grandfather was getting great results. And he wasn't just your typical neck and back chiropractor. He works with all of health. So he was helping my grandfather with some digestive issues. So, of course, being a loving grandfather, he was telling him about me. And Dr. John was like, when they come down, bring her in. I want to see her. When I met him, it was a wildly different experience than what I have ever had before. And what I learned from him was everything that had been being done before was just trying to manage my symptoms. And managing symptoms is basically like, and I use this analogy in the beginning with our first interview, is if you've ever walked into a room and you see a stained ceiling, if you just paint over the stain, it's not going to actually fix the problem, right?
Right.
But because of how the system has been organized, that's all that doctors are allowed to do. That's exactly what's happening with our health. It's just painting over stains. And what I learned from him was there's a different approach. In order to actually figure out what went wrong and to make the symptoms go away, we have to identify where the cause of the problem is.
Right.
So he took us on a totally different path. And in less than a year, I was a totally different kid. Like, I left his office in less than a week's time and wasn't on medication. It didn't feel awesome yet, but I was on the beginning of my healing journey, and he's why I became a chiropractor, to really help be able to help people be healthy again. Hmm. And I crossed paths after I got into practice. Like, you go through a lot of school for chiropractic training.
Right.
Same equivalent as medical doctors. We just, like, we go through all the same classes. Our hours are weighted a little bit differently. And when I got out, I still realized I didn't truly have an objective way to know where the cause of somebody's problem was. You were still relying on symptoms, or you were relying on like muscle testing, and no knocking of any of that. But I just didn't have confidence to say, this is exactly what's wrong. Here's now what we need to do with like what happened to me. So cross paths with another amazing doc who happened to be a chiropractor as well, who taught me how to utilize the testing that you guys have been through before, like looking at blood work. And then I look at hair and I look at urine, like I look at a lot of different things, but how to look at it differently than what medical has been taught and what I was taught in school. And it totally changed the trajectory of my clinic. That is now why I'm doing what I'm doing, which is the service that I'm providing is complete and proper testing to understand and identify what went wrong in the background of your health that allowed you to feel the way that you're feeling. And ultimately, where the stain is not necessarily where the cause of the problem is. So you, if you've ever had experience, maybe the leak isn't directly above where the stain is. Maybe the leak is in an entirely different room of a house.
Right.
When the body gives us symptoms, it's just the warning signal that something's wrong. So we can't focus on symptoms and actually fix the problem. We have to be able to look at the person as a whole And that's with the type of testing that I do. You know, some of the feedback, and you can see this on the testimonies that are given. Delia, she's a nurse. She was a nurse for over 20 years. And one of the things she said is, like, she's never seen labs run as thoroughly as what we did. Never had her health evaluated to that extent. And it just was amazing to her. And I've had other patients who are like, I thought I was healthy. And now I have these results back. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's actually wrong?
I guess I would have to say that I think health is a journey. Good health is kind of easy to find for a lot of people. But then when it goes south, it really goes south. And mine went south about 5 years ago. I've had two major surgeries, had to go through chemo. I've never felt so trapped in my whole life as far as what Western medicine wanted me to do. I've been a nurse for 20 years and I have looked at a plethora of lab results. And I will tell you right now, Dr. Kelly's lab work was something I'd never witnessed before. She did hair analysis. She did ear analysis. She did blood work. And I saw things in that blood work that I had never seen in blood work before. And I'd never experienced hair analysis at all before. And what a different, I mean, she just opened up a whole wealth of knowledge for me, because I'm a very rationale-based person. I need to know the whys of what works and what doesn't work. And she really opened that up for me. And don't wait until you're sick to start this journey of health, because she ties together diet, exercise, lifestyle stuff. I mean, it's spirit, all of it. It's all, that's what we are. And wow, don't wait until you're sick to start it, because it's a lot easier trip if you're healthy when you start. But I am so excited about the opportunities that I've been given through this. And I first saw her on LT with Anne Renaud, and the thing that really resonated with me was that she made the comment that you can have symptoms and you can treat symptoms, but really to find out, you need to find out the root cause of what's happening, because symptoms are just because something else is going on. And I really appreciate that in Dr. Kelly.
But part of it is because the medical system is not allowed to do what I do, because there's a standard of care and everything has to be justified to insurance. And the way that it's justified is all based off of people's symptoms. So they're not allowed to investigate health, which is what we're doing when we go through and do the complete and proper testing, as I like to call it.
Right. So all of the stuff that you have on your website, I mean, it pretty much explains details on what you do, diagnose, symptomatic, preventative, how you particularly, you know, work in your area. Mm-hmm. I noticed when we started this with you, we clicked on Get Started Today, it takes you to an amazing site that really gives a breakdown for folks. They kind of fill out these forms, and man, it gets into a lot of detail. And when they send that to you, it was so simple, because we went to a local lab. There were so many that were in the area. Mm-hmm. We walked in, gave our information. They said, yep, we've got this here. We provided the stuff that they needed for the lab, and it was sent to you, and you were able to evaluate. And then we had some boxes that were sent to our house with, you know, for urine samples and some other things.
Yeah.
And it was just so easy. It's easier than I've ever experienced before. And then next thing you know, we're together with you on a call, and you're going through everything and you're showing us the details on what is going on with our body. And I was overwhelmed with how simple it was. And at the same time, the amount of detail that you provided for our body, like you went into minute things that we weren't even paying attention to. And I thought that was amazing. And you catch so many things. And on your website, we've talked about this before, but there's so many areas that you've helped, you know, for people and things that they've been dealing with. And it's amazing how you catch these things and then you help them in a very holistic way, in a way that's, biblical, and providing them the support that they need.
Thank you. Yeah. It's, I know we've talked about some of this before too. To me, part of what we've been conditioned to believe is that our symptoms and our diagnosis define what we need to look at. And really what I've come to understand is that's nothing more than just your body's way of saying something's wrong. So to me, it's important for me to know that, but it really doesn't have a lot of relevance of what we're looking at. Because again, in order to know how to help somebody with Alzheimer's as you're scrolling by, or fibromyalgia, I have to still look at you as a whole. So where I start may be similar for each individual. We may add in some different advanced panels depending on the unique situation.
Right.
But if I do anything less than look at you as a whole, I'm going to miss things and I'm going to compartmentalize your health just like the medical system has done. You know, if you have a heart issue, you see the cardiologist. If you have a hormone issue, you see the endocrinologist. What they're not being able to do is look at you as a whole, which is what truly dictates what needs to be done. Like, God designed these bodies. They know how to heal. And everything we need for them to heal has already been put on this earth. It's not anything that's going to be man-made or created. We just have to understand what went wrong. What does the body need more of to support that healing power that it has? And what have we done that's offended it that we can start removing from our life that we actually have control over? Because there's things we don't have control over. But that's where God has so much grace with us also. We don't have to get any of this perfect. We just need to know and stack the cards in our favor. I always tell people 80-20 rule. So I'm not somebody who's going to be like, you can't eat this and you can't do this. You've got to clear all these things out of your life and you have to do it perfectly in order to get the results either. 80-20 works perfectly. So it's fascinating. Like, it's so much fun. It's so rewarding. And it's not me. It's just unlocking the God-given power that the body has to heal. But we only know what to do if we look at that person as a whole.
Right. And it seems like, as you're speaking, that you can actually, with all these labs and everything that you see and do in your profession and how amazing it is, you can catch things that might happen in the next 4, 5, 6 years. Like, look, if this keeps going on with your blood, or if this keeps going on with these numbers, they're kind of high, you're in the, you know, you could get diabetes, or
you could
have cancer someday, you know? And so we need to look at these things, and I want to help you, right? Is that how it works?
Absolutely. So when you have the freedom to truly investigate somebody's health, and I have the ability to order literally any test, I get to evaluate for things like cancer, or what is your risk with heart disease? You know, those are the two top killers in America. They're the most common reasons why people die. Wouldn't it be nice to know thoroughly, not just let's check your blood pressure, or, you know, do the standard mammograms, colonoscopies, which, by the way, I'm not a big fan of. We can do things sooner. Those scopes and their scans, they may have a place, but they're looking for something that's already wrong and has been there. When we're looking at the cellular level, we're looking for the beginning of a process that is starting to go in the wrong direction. So for example, just the cancer markers. I run cancer markers on my patients all the time. This is what I do for me from a preventative standpoint. I'll do the cancer markers, and then instead of mammograms, I'll do thermography scans, which the FDA doesn't approve. So, you know, it must be good. Just kidding. But not really. Right. So, outside of this country, other countries use these blood markers. They're cancer markers. They're also known as tumor markers. They use them as diagnostic criteria. We are all fighting cancer every single day. But God designed the immune system that part of its job is to seek and destroy mutated cells. So our body is regenerating cells all the time. It doesn't get it right, unfortunately, every single time. So occasionally it produces a mutated cell. Well, if the immune system has everything it needs and it's not being distracted by anything, it will find the mutated cell and destroy it so the mutated cell can't replicate. But if the immune system doesn't have what it needs and it's being distracted, that mutated cell can go unchecked, and that can replicate. And over time, and sometimes it's 8 to 15 years down the road, that's what manifests into a cancer. So wouldn't it be nice to be able to measure what that activity looks like in the blood before it shows up? Like, mammogram, you're talking billions of cells have had to accumulate. Same thing in a colonoscopy. Something like the size of the end of your pinky has been allowed to accumulate, and it could have taken 8 to 15 years. Whereas blood will show us only tens of thousands of cells are starting to do the wrong thing. So it's much earlier detection, which allows us to implement whatever strategies need to be put in place based off of that person's overall test results. And then the beauty of this, which is so cool, LT, if you see, which actually I just had a case. We ran cancer markers just as a preventative. Let's get a baseline where you're at. She had two cancer markers come back that were outside of the clinical reference range. So when something like this happens, I sent her, I'm like, go get at least the thermography scan down so we can get another baseline for earlier detection, because thermography detects heat. One of the first things cancer cells have to do in order to live is generate their own blood supply.
Okay. It
can be detected by heat much sooner than an actual tumor has formed, right? So I sent her to do that. And in the interim, we got going on her nutrition that her body showed that it needed. She had way too much stored iron in her body, which is known as ferritin. And I find this very often. So I told her, I'm like, there's nothing wrong with your blood for donation, but go donate blood, because it's one of the fastest ways to siphon out some of the excess iron. And then let's retest these markers in a couple of weeks and just see where we're at. Everything has improved. So as long as the markers are going back in the right direction, there's no alarm. There's no time. There's no reason to panic. Her body is responding. Her body's taking care of what was going wrong in the background. So I love to say, like, I live and die by test results. If I see that something's not right, we implement a plan. You know, we do diet, we do lifestyle, we do nutrients or supplements based off of those results. And then when you can retest, you can see if the body's responding the way it's supposed to, versus waiting for something to change on a scan or waiting for how you feel to change. Because sometimes we don't get this instant, I feel awesome, you know, experience right in the beginning. But if you look at the cellular level, you can get that immediate feedback. Right. So it's really fun when you can do it. That, like, that's true preventative medicine. It's the same thing with heart disease. We run panels that medical doesn't even touch. Part of like in my beginning panel, there's a marker that the life insurance companies used to require it, and they ran it on all their applicants, but then health insurance started charging them $500 for the one marker. So they stopped. I just rolled that into my starting place with people. It's the most sensitive marker for predicting, are you at risk for a cardiovascular related event before it would ever happen? Like the most common way people find out that they have heart disease is they have a heart attack. Every 40 seconds in America, somebody's having a heart attack.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice to know long before where you could actually do something about it so that that doesn't have to happen?
Right, right. So, like preventative care, basically, in looking into it. And so my thought, and I'm not really good at explaining things when it comes to the doctor side. That's why you're here.
Well, but, we're a power team.
I'm just thinking this through.
Yeah.
So if I go the old-fashioned way, the way we've been taught, right? We normally, oh, something doesn't feel right. Let me call the doctor. Mm-hmm. We go in to get checked. They say, oh, here, it looks like you've got some issues. Take this medicine. Goodbye. And they go to the next person.
Yeah.
When they come to you, how is it different? Can you just explain that?
Yes, okay. That's a great question. I love that question. We did not talk about this ahead of time either. So part of, like, just to extrapolate a little bit more about how the system works. And one thing for everybody to know, like, I'm not saying this is the doctor's fault.
Okay.
Maybe there's something they could all do about this if they all bound together, but the system is broken and the system dictates what they're allowed to do. And insurance is very involved in that. And big pharma is very involved in that. So when you call the doctor and you get to go see the doctor, what does the doctor ask you about? Your symptoms. And then based off of your symptoms, if the doctor decides to order any tests, you know, or extra imaging, it's all based off of your symptoms. And then based off of how the results come back, they're giving you stuff to manage your symptoms. That's literally, like, medical school has totally been redone. Back in the 1910s, everything changed. You can go do some research on that. But ultimately, it has been designed to prescribe medication. That's their solution. And so that solution is, again, painting over the stain in the ceiling. If your body is giving you a warning signal that something is wrong, and all you do is you're masking it, your body's going to find a new way to tell you that there's still a problem. And the problem with this is maybe it's just another simple, you know, symptom, or maybe this is part of why we end up in crisis situations with strokes and heart attacks and cancer. It's because these other lower level symptoms where the body was trying to tell you something was wrong were being masked. Now right. The body, it's like painting over so many stains in the ceiling. Eventually the ceiling may totally collapse because there was such mm-hmm. a significant leak. What I do is I want to hear about what's going on or read about what's going on. Like the thorough questionnaire that you were talking about, like we investigate a lot of, not just tell me about your symptoms, but I want to know what your health history looks like, what your family health history looks like. What about environmental exposures, other lifestyle factors, because all of this plays into what's going on with our health. And mm-hmm. then beyond that, it's, I still have to look at you as a whole. So that's, you know, symptoms are important, but it's not going to dictate how I'm going to look at you. I'm still going to look at you as a whole, which medical is not allowed to do. They compartmentalize, like they look at you like this, right?
Right.
So the difference is being able to look at you as a whole and figure out where that cause is, and then give you solutions that are going to support the healing of the cause of the problem versus just masking or painting over the symptom.
Right. And so when you say you receive something from someone and you're going over the numbers, you give me an example. When you talked about the iron earlier,
sure.
You saw a number. What is that number? What is that? Can you tell us in medical terminology? Sure. Oh, I saw this and I knew the iron was high, so go donate your blood. Can you tell us how that works?
Sure. So that particular marker is one that is evaluated in all of the blood tests that I do. It's called ferritin. I run that in conjunction with also serum iron. They're not the same, and medical doesn't look at these very often. There's several other markers, but what I saw was the ferritin was not only outside of what I consider more the optimal range, because by the way, those reference ranges change all the time. It's the average of the average population. So LT, have Americans gotten healthier in the last few decades? No, Americans are getting more sick.
Yes.
So we're one of the most medically advanced countries in the world, but our life expectancy is continuing to tank. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, we were ranked 38th. Last year, we were ranked 47th. We're not doing things right here. So Americans are getting more sick. So those reference ranges are skewed. They're the average of a sick population. We don't want to compare you to that. So I have reference ranges from 50 years ago. So these are legit reference ranges from when we were healthier. It's a narrower range that I want to make sure your marker is registering within. This gal's marker was not just even outside of the optimal. It was outside of the clinical, what everybody else looks at. But it wasn't just barely, it was like way outside of the clinical reference range. So that, like, it's a very common thing. And then I have to look at the rest of the results to make sure that there isn't anything wrong and that this is the blood donation would be a viable solution.
Right.
And then I tell my patients, don't tell whoever you're going to donate your blood with that a doctor sent you, because it'll flag you in their system. There's nothing wrong with the blood for donation. It just, you have too much iron in your blood for you, which creates like a rusting effect on the organs. You don't want that.
That makes sense. Makes sense.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, so in that particular instance, which again, I see this often, I will just recheck the ferritin marker like 3 weeks after I've had somebody go donate blood to see how successful was that at siphoning out some of the excess iron in the body. And then what I have seen as we get working and we're giving the body everything it needs to heal and we're clearing out toxins and all this stuff is the body will start handling iron more appropriately on its own. And that's not something they have to do forever. However, this is also a really common genetic predisposition that it might just be something that they need to do regularly, maybe every couple of months or once a quarter to help them stay healthy. And it's so, so easy. One of my patients, actually, she said, I could not tell you how much better I felt as soon as I donated blood, because the excess stress on the body had been lifted immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So when I look at this, one of the things that really catches my eye, because it ran through my whole family, and I notice it affects a lot of folks, diabetes and high blood pressure. It says in just 3 months, I'm assuming this is what happens after they come to you and you find out these areas that might be happening in their life.
Yeah.
Like glycerides down 129 points, increased energy, off all six medications, glucose level dropped from 274 to 120, thyroid joint improvement, and lost 30 pounds.
Yep. And actually, if you play Mark's testimony, not diabetic, but blood pressure, he like, I think it was only within a week or 2 weeks of implementing how I said he needed to eat based off of his results, the supplements that he needed to help support the healing process. And then he started working on some of the lifestyle shifts. He just sent me one message. He's like, just so you know, I haven't taken my blood pressure medication for a week, and here's what my blood pressure has been. Now, disclaimer, I don't put people on medication. So I always tell them, my job is not to take you off the medication. My job is to get you healthy enough so you don't need the medication.
So these are my wins with Dr. Kelly. I came to her, and I was, my blood pressure was a little bit out of control. I had been on blood pressure medication since I was 40, and I'll be 48 here in about 2 weeks. And I was having a lot of mucus problems every day. Like every day I was super congested when I woke up, felt terrible, coughing fits, stuff like that. So the first thing I did before I started with any of her nutritional stuff or any of her extra stuff was I just followed her eating. And just by following her eating for like 2 or 3 weeks, I lost like 10 to 15 pounds without even much exercise or anything. But I'm now in like day 40 of the nutrition. I think there's like 70 days, but I don't have any congestion. I've lost 26 pounds. I feel way better in the morning, way more clear-headed. I was never a morning person, but it's getting a lot easier to get up in the morning and not struggle through every day. It's more of a, what am I going to do today? But thing is, I was always told my blood pressure was hereditary. All my breathing problems were hereditary. And really, I think we are all just really sensitive to all these chemicals and all this stuff in the air. I've also changed my shampoo. I've changed what I shaved with. I've changed about everything. But overall, I have a lot more energy. I'm looking forward to losing like another, I don't know, 20 to 40 pounds probably at some point. But I'm completely off my blood pressure medication, and my blood pressure's usually between 120 and 85. And even on blood pressure medication, it was probably between like 140, and my bottom number is always in the 90s. So that's my story.
Like, that was a really fast shift. Now, I didn't do anything that was just focused on blood pressure. I treated them as a whole and let the body do what the body does. Diabetes is actually really easy. Medical will tell you once you've been diagnosed, you're going to be diabetic the rest of your life. That could not be further from the truth. Mm. We just have to understand what you're putting into your mouth, because diet definitely plays into that. But there's other factors that will challenge you to regulate blood sugar levels. I have some people who are on like 3 different medications to try to regulate blood sugar, and it's still not doing a good job.
Right.
Probably evidence that that's not where the problem is, first of all, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's looking at metabolic markers and then looking at the rest of the story. Toxins play a big piece in this. Your blood glucose will increase because of stress. It will increase because the body needs to protect itself from things. So being able to understand all the different variables, you're able to give people more direct information of what the body needs in order for it to heal.
Right. So,
and then you just need some time for the body to actually have time to heal and see what happens as a result of that. So it is common that these are the types of scenarios that we have. We've had several from your audience already since they started the journey kind of into March, beginning of April,
right,
that are coming off of medication. Captain Kirk, who's on here, he quit all medication. He is on just a little dose of a blood pressure med because he wants to still keep it like super ideal, but he's lost weight. He has more energy. Like, he's revamping this summer, like, cottage that's going to become home. And not having the pain and not being on the, he was actually on diabetic medication too, actually come to remember. But it's just these bodies, they know what to do. We just have to give them the right information.
Tired, living in the rolling hills of southern Indiana. Under Dr. Kelly's care, I have stopped taking one of my 2 blood pressure meds. I've stopped my NSAID arthritis med, which I have been taking for decades. I refused to take the statin med that my family practitioner prescribes. I've used less of my asthma inhaler as well. I'm hoping for a COVID-19 jab detox also. My blood pressure is lower and stable. My blood sugar readings are lower during the day. I have lost 13 pounds since last year. It fluctuates. My weight loss is a true indication that I am on track. A gain tells me a correction is needed, and it has been hard to give up my seafood diet. The process so far has shown me that I am cancer-free and have a clean liver. What I wasn't expecting was an active yeast issue. I love a great microbrew. I'm hoping that this practice better path will improve my health through my retirement journey with Dr. Kelly and her staff. It's Bobby approved. You can teach an old dog new tricks. Kirk out.
Yeah. For those that are listening and not watching, I just want to read over a few of these. I just think it's a great list. And helping anxiety and poor concentration, environmental allergies, things I don't think about. I can't say this word. How do you say this word?
Fibromyalgia.
Okay, good. Thank you. Chronic fatigue, Alzheimer's disease. That's a big one.
Huge.
Breast cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple sclerosis, parasites. How do you say this word here?
Rosacea.
Rosacea. All right. Yep. Chronic fatigue and poor digestion, viral warts. And I'm sure there's some more here, but, I just wanted to read that list for those listening in. If you think you've got things like this going on, it's just amazing how you catch these, even for those that probably don't even realize that, that these things might be happening in their body.
Absolutely. You know, that's part of what's on this site here is people come to me and they fit into like three different camps. People who have received a diagnosis and they want a second opinion, or they've been being treated for the diagnosis and they're just not satisfied with the results, or they're not getting anywhere. And then I have the people who are dealing with different symptoms, or, you know, I have so many people like, I'm just getting older. I'm like, no, God didn't design these bodies to be miserable for the duration. We're going to have trials and tribulations. Yes. But these bodies weren't meant to go down the dwindling spiral that most Americans are on. So if you're right, not feeling as awesome as you were 5 years ago, you know, it's probably something changed about your health. So that's the symptomatic bucket. And then there's the other side of people that have been doing a phenomenal job. They feel like they're healthy and they just want to make sure, which I appreciate, because how we feel isn't necessarily the best measurement of how healthy we are, because I'm sure, unfortunately, we've all had an experience where we knew somebody who appeared to be totally healthy. And this was even before the COVID stuff. Right. But appeared to be totally healthy and then had a heart attack or was diagnosed with a stage 3 cancer. And it's like, how did that happen? They're totally healthy, but they weren't. Things were already breaking down inside of the body. The body just hadn't gotten to a point where it needed to tell you about it yet. So That's preventative reassurance that you are as healthy as you are. Or how do we continue to optimize our health as we get healthier versus just accepting that having aches and pains and lack of energy and, you know, loss of libido, like all of the things, that's just part of aging, because it's not.
Mm. Oh, good. Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, one of the things that you might have noticed probably happening that I share a lot of, because people will put small video clips out on social media. Mm-hmm. One of them on I think it's Doug and Stacy on YouTube. I really like them a lot. They live out in the, you know, I think it's, Illinois or something. He just left the corporate world, went out, built a log cabin home.
Yeah.
They live off the land. He's got a big channel now, and they share with people all the time, you know, things that are going on out there in the world compared to how they live. Mm-hmm. And not all of us can do that. Not all of us can just pick up, head out to the country and just start a farm, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I noticed there's this trend where people go in grocery stores today and they say, look at this bag of potato chips. Let me show you what's inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just one thing after. Look at these cookies. Let me show you what's in the cookies. Let me show you what's in the ingredients. And it seems like, you know, again, it's so difficult to find the right products to put into to our body, the toothpaste we use, the shampoos we used and all that. And I think that's where I've learned a lot from you in just helping us in that area too. And so could you kind of lead us down that road of what you've noticed and how it seems like our bodies just are getting so corrupt now, especially in America. And I'll just add one more thing.
Yeah.
I noticed that like there's cereals that'll pop up and they'll say, see this cereal, they sell it in America, but they're not allowed to sell this in any other country. So what's going on and why is our country so corrupt? You know, we've been showing this over and over again. Hopefully we can see it get cleaned up again someday.
I am praying for that for sure. Why is our country corrupt? LT, I don't know how to answer that one, right? Other than the fact that we know that it is. So this falls into the lifestyle side of what I'm looking at now. Something that I do, and it seems to be a bit more different than even some of the docs that are more on the holistic side, I evaluate for toxins because it's one of the most common offenders to our health. And in America, unfortunately, we're being inundated because our FDA doesn't have standards the way that it should to protect us. Our banned substance list, I think, has only like 30 items on it. It has not been updated since the 60s or the 70s. If you look at the equivalent of Europe and their standards and what's banned on their list, it's over 2,500 items. So we legitimately have so many products on the shelves in our grocery stores that we should be able to trust that are safe for us to use that are legitimately banned in Europe. And that goes back to, I don't know, the bureaucracies and how things are all tied together. I personally believe they're slowly poisoning us because they don't profit off of healthy people. And then that feeds into everything else. Big Pharma, the only other country in the world that Big Pharma is allowed to directly advertise to the consumer is in New Zealand. Now, I don't know what New Zealand health looks like, but I know our health is terrible and we consume about 2/3 of the world's medication. My husband and I, when we were walking the other night, he's Canadian. He's like, in Canada, you can't even advertise alcohol or tobacco products, but our commercials are crazy here. Right. So to go back, toxins are a big problem and we're being exposed from every different direction. So I prioritize based off of what somebody's test results will show. We start there. So for example, if somebody is testing that they have high levels of mercury in their body, which I find often, the first thing we got to figure out is, can we determine if you're currently being exposed to this? So common things would be like consuming a lot of the fish from the ocean, especially the big fish. They have a lot more mercury content to them. So if you're doing that, stop, or at least really reduce it so that you're decreasing the load. Once we go through current exposures, then I take people on a journey. We do not have control over all of this. And if we wanted to, we'd be living life in a bubble and there's zero quality of life there. It's not necessary. Right. And thankfully, again, we don't have to get it perfect in order for these bodies that have the amazing healing power to actually be able to heal. So I have people start investigating everything that's in their household and utilizing these different tools that we have available to us now, where you can literally scan barcodes and find out if it's toxic or not. Right. We slowly but surely investigate it all because home, that's where I have people focus. Home is the environment you spend the most time in. It's also the one you actually have the most control over. So if we can move things in a slow manner, because it doesn't have to be done all overnight, that's costly and it's overwhelming. But if we can slowly but surely shift things, we're creating a safe haven where we spend most of our time. That is going to, like, everything we switch. So if you find out the laundry detergent's toxic, this is what I tell my people all the time, especially if it's a full jug. Don't throw it out. Just use it up. And then next time you go shopping, I provide resources of what I'm using and other companies that I have vetted. But we have these tools that you can go figure it out when you shop what you have available. So then just make a brand swap. And now you know you've decreased your exposure to those toxicities. Everything we can shift in that direction takes stress off of our body. It takes less demand off of our body, which then allows our body to have more resiliency. When we go outside of our home where we don't have control, it's not going to be as detrimental to our health. So it is a huge thing to investigate. And I'm grateful a lot more people are exposing that. Because that wasn't the case. It definitely was not the case back when I started my journey back in 94. Right. But it's only really created a lot of traction and gotten more attention I've seen in the last few years when I think more of us are questioning what's actually going on. So thankfully, we don't have to all move onto a farm. That would be ideal, but we don't have to. There's so many things we have available. We just have to know that that's something we need to investigate. And it'll be super beneficial for not only each individual's health, but whoever's living in that household. So think like your kids growing up and not having all of those exposures is going to be super helpful.
Right, right. So when they go to corehealthlabs.com /awk, they'll end up at this website. You've got a link to a YouTube and a blog and also this portal here, this portal link.
Yep.
But all they have to do is, it looks like they put in their email address, their first name, last name. Yes, I want to take my health to the next level. Mm-hmm. And you've got a short video clip also. But anywhere that they click on here where it says get started today, it takes you back to that where you put in your email address, right?
Yeah.
And once they fill that out and they hit enter, it's going to go to your company and then you guys are going to reach out to them and start them on their journey, correct?
Kind of. A little bit different.
Okay.
What's on that very next page is it gives you all the details of what's involved and like what is the next step. And if you're ready to take action, it will have the take action. And then you get rocking and rolling. We get all of your paperwork. You send me all the details you want to send me about your health and what that has looked like, what your top concerns are, what medications you're taking, what nutrition you're taking, you know, the full enchilada. And from that information, then I help you understand like, okay, here's what we need to do from a testing standpoint. This is where we need to start so that we can truly understand where your health is at. And then from there, we are off to the races. We're rocking and rolling.
Okay. So I just hit enter and here we are in that particular area. And it says, here's what's included with total body mastery testing. And it has a list here that all can see and a pretty long list. And I know we went through this, so it's it seems like a lot, but once you get it all done, it's such a relief to just finally, you know, receive it from your team, have direct contact with you through this app that we downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And when we text you, it's like we get a text back and then you text back. And then my family members are like, oh my goodness, we text and they text back, you know, Dr. Shockley texts back to me.
Yeah.
You know, is this an AI generated thing? No, it's actually
It is legitimately me. I have like, you get instant access to me as soon as you decide you want to start on this journey. And I wanted that there because there's a lot of questions, especially in the beginning, of things that need to be asked. They need to be answered. And I just like, I want to do whatever I can to help empower each person. Mm-hmm. And I know like back in my beginning, Dr. John was great. But oh my gosh, did my mom and I spend hours on the grocery store floors trying to sort all of this out. And like, I just wanted to streamline the process, but then still be here. So I literally get back to people within about 24 hours. So you have direct access to the doc. I am taking Sundays off. But otherwise, you hear from me. If it's stuff that's not health related, I mean, my whole family is my team. And it's been really fun because every person that we've gotten to work with, they've also gotten to know my family. Like, we're all here and we're going to be with you every single step of this health journey and help support you and, you know, help keep you accountable. I have some people that I'm keeping accountable right now to make sure they're exercising because that's a goal and they need to do it.
Right.
We just want you to have success because we truly believe in the body's ability to heal. And we know based off of the results what you need to do. So whatever we need to do to be supportive, to help you take those steps and help you be as successful as possible, we're here for you every step of the way. So it's, you get access to me and then we do live Q&A sessions again, so we can just be supportive and answer questions because again, especially in the beginning of a journey, there can be a lot of questions and I do get a lot of information. But I've also gotten a lot of feedback of not only was it a little overwhelming in the beginning, but holy cow, this is awesome. It's super thorough. Things are laid out easily. It's easy to understand. It's easy to implement. So we just want to continue to fine tune and tweak that and do things as best as we can for everybody moving forward.
Right, right. Yeah, amazing. Just, you know, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the last interview that we did and I just was overwhelmed. And this is kind of what I share with folks when we're talking about you and we send them your way. I love to share the story about the young lady who basically thought that she was going to have to not have children anymore. Yeah. They want her to remove. I forgot the term. Forgive me,
but
I
can't. Hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy.
Yep.
And therefore, she would not be able to have children anymore. And she came to you and did all of this, mm-hmm. and you were able to go in and realize, you know, look, it's not, you do not have to do this. And,
yeah.
But if that's what they recommend, I can't tell you what to do, but here's some tracks that we can take. And you did that with her, and all of a sudden it worked. And I just remember her testimony. And the other one was the young man who is a podcaster, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they were able to, they said, oh, you can never have children, whatever. And you worked with them. And then months later, all of a sudden she's, you know, they have the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And so those are the things I share. Those are the same two stories I share with everybody. And so those are amazing. And it just seems like one testimony after another, they keep flowing in. And we're just, we're overwhelmed by what folks have learned. And so it goes back to all of the damage that's been done the past mm-hmm. several years when we went through COVID. Da, da, da. It really seemed like at a time that things were so bad, it woke up a lot of people, millions of people across the earth to say, wait a minute, what's going on with this medical deal?
Oh,
all the trust that I put into them, it kind of has fallen through, you know, it's fallen. And now everybody's looking, researching for that support with their bodies. And I think this perfect timing on how this has played out, thank God.
Yes,
and
thank God. Meeting
you and how this is all playing out. I think it's absolutely amazing.
I appreciate that. It is. It's, I would agree with you fully. I mean, there were people that were already looking for alternatives because they weren't satisfied with how things were going. But I think it really like ripped off a major scab with how everything's transpired over the last handful of years. And
yep.
It's definitely woken a lot of people up. And, you know, I love all of your interviews with Dr. Kirk, and protecting our wealth is huge for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's definitely the best man to know what to be doing with that. But there's also this phrase out there that like health is your wealth.
Yep.
And to be able to know what to do to ensure that you're keeping your health as best as you possibly can.
Mm.
It's huge. That's part of how we get to enjoy the wealth that we're given and that we're blessed with also.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's so much fun. It's been so rewarding, and it is not me. Like my prayer every day, especially since the wild ride we've gone on since that initial interview, was like, okay, God, like I'm just your instrument. I totally submit. You got to fill me up and work in and through me to help guide these people on what needs to be done to help them get healthy so that they can be used however he wants to use them as well.
Sure,
and it's just, it's been wild. It's been so much fun. It's so incredibly rewarding. And then, as I mentioned in the beginning, like the And We Know community, you guys, I've been part of this community, but it's been so much fun to actually get to know more of you personally, like so many good people. And it's so fun mm-hmm. to just get to have candid conversations about all the stuff that we're aware of. But whatever I can share that then people can share, hopefully that can help bring more people on board, at least in the health department. Maybe that's another way to open up the door to share the rest of what we all know.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it kind of goes back to my favorite Bible verse, Romans 8:28.
Mm-hmm.
That was bad stuff. And we know all things work together for good to those who
Absolutely.
Love the Lord, to those Absolutely. Who are called according to purpose. So really adds up, and definitely a good lead right into our prayer here to close out today. If you don't mind.
No, not at all. It's one of my favorite parts, LT.
Good. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you so much once again for Dr. Shockley, all that she means to us, to the And We Know family, to our own family personally on many levels, with so many of our family members or friends that have been touched by her and her staff, her brother and her mom, and just all those that have been involved, her husband. And we just lift them up to you for continued protection, especially with providing this health that has been so secluded and pushed away from us for so long. We thank you for such a time as this that you've put her in the front to just to be this pioneer in showing us what we can do with our life and our health and so much more. Thank you for the body that you've designed. Even though it's in living in this sinful world, you provided just so many ways for us to experience healing in a very amazing way. And we just ask that you continue to give her the strength and the energy to move forward, to just provide this amazing support to all of us each and every day. And we ask all this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. I love all right. that.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Shockley. Again, folks, just a reminder, corehealthlabs.com/awk, A-W-K. It's in the description box below. All you have to do is click on that link, and you will be taken to an amazing journey for your health. And thank you once again, Dr. Shockley, for your time.
Thank you guys, too. God bless all of you. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. We're on the cruise soon, too.
I know. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be so much fun. I cannot wait.
All right. All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.